First, tell listeners a bit about the Circus Foundry. How long has it been around, and what do you do, and who are its members?
So Circus Foundry was founded in 2019 with a group of friends who had been working together already for about 3 years previously. And we decided it made a lot of sense for us to take this venture together. So Circus Foundry is very collaborative with its members. There's 8 of them. So that consists of some of our original cast members at this point, which would be myself and Anthony Cummings are the owners. And then as far as original team members we still have, that would be Jonas Whalen, Brian Connolly, and Cassidy Ballin. And then we picked up a few on the way, which would be Ryan Salerno, Sarah Von Gillern, and Staza Stone. So we're a cast of 8 people. We were circus artists around the world in several companies for a long time, but we just all happened to be from here and we wanted to come home and have a bit more control over our art and what we make and what we perform.
Now, from what I can see, many of you, or at least some of you, were involved in big name acts like Cirque du Soleil, the Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, Marvel. So you think you can dance? I mean, a pretty impressive resume. And you say you're all from the Denver area. Is this really the first time Denver has created something that is known, I guess, as a contemporary circus? So first that question, and then also explain what contemporary circus is.
Yeah, so we've been really blessed to be able to have worked in these really large scale shows. I myself have worked all over the world, including Wuhan, China, which is kind of funny at this point. And that was with Franco Dragone for the biggest water show that's ever been created. Dragone's one of the original founders for Cirque. 3 of us are touring with Cirque this winter for the holidays as well. Our dancer is phenomenal. She was in So You Think You Can Dance, and toured with America's Best Dance Crew and Avril Lavigne. Several of our cast members have also done really big events, even just like EDC, working for Google, performing for them. So yeah, we're kind of a veteran cast that came back together in Denver. And we've all are very good friends and have known each other for quite some time. And the thing we're passionate about is contemporary circus, and there really isn't a lot of contemporary circus in the US in general. It's kind of this new form of circus that's become very popular in Australia and in Europe. So the difference between that and maybe the circus that people are traditionally aware of is the American form of traditional circus would be like big top circus. So going to the tent, or if you're thinking Ringling Brothers, usually it had animals originally, perhaps kind of that 3-ring feel traditional. It's very like clap, ta-da, I do a trick, clap, ta-da, is kind of like that original circus feel we kind of know in the US. And contemporary is different in the way that we focus on telling stories, explorations of themes, really working with pretty striking stage imagery. And then that also comes with not overly spectacle. So in the way of, we're not just going to do a trick, clap, and go ta-da. It's really about seeing the people on stage and focusing on the story that they're trying to tell you, and like the images and them as a human and an artist. So we usually perform in a bit more intimate of theaters because we like to be connected more directly with our audience.
And what all goes into creating contemporary circus and being able to make a living at it?
Yeah, so we work a lot. I think that there's a a view of our lives that it's like very glamorous because what's shown on social media and stuff like that is us performing in costumes and being around all the time at these events. But it comes with a lot of work. So my cast itself every week meets Monday through Friday for 2 to 3 hours every single one of those days. We usually end up performing several events every week as well. And then we all teach at our studio, which would be Apex Denver. Circus Foundry runs classes out of there. So the teaching also helps support all the artists, but we work as an ensemble. So our circus is also very different because everybody has to be versed in multiple skills because we're going to be on stage together doing these skills together. So it's not like the people can do one thing. It's everybody can do many, many circus disciplines. So to be able to do that and to do that together requires a lot of time that we literally spend together practicing, rehearsing, learning each other's skills. So that's kind of a cool thing. People who are extremely good at one thing kind of acts as the coach for that discipline. And everybody kind of has that part, their own specialty that they're good at, that they kind of help lead as we work together to create these shows.
So name some of the disciplines that people have to be well-versed in order to perform.
So we're a bit different than other local companies as well. We have aerial and we're all very good at that. So that's something that we do. But we are one of the only circuses around that have a lot of acrobatics. So that's something that's very important to us. We do a lot of partner acrobatics and tumbling. We also do a lot of props on the ground. So juggling is really important to us. Almost every one of our cast members can juggle. We have hooping. Several of our cast members are hooping. Being able to dance and move together, that's something that we all do together. But then we do still have like a variety of skills that are different. Like we have two clowns. Not everybody clowns, but our clowns are really funny and entertaining. So they're not like traditional clowns. They're gonna like tell silly story, like be the comic relief of the show, but it's not, they're not gonna look like a traditional clown maybe that people would think from traditional circus. Acting is something I expect everybody to be able to do because, like I said, we're portraying stories and characters and exploring themes. So yeah, a variety of disciplines.
You had mentioned that it's very visually striking. What about set design and costume design, lighting design? Who does that?
We're a small local contemporary theater. So actually me and my partner, Anthony, do all of that. Sometimes we have one of our cast members, Brian, he has a degree from CSU in theater, will help us talk about lighting design a little bit. I pick out costuming themes and buy them for the cast as we go through. A few of our cast members, one of our clowns, in fact, Jonas Whalen, is a great carpenter and is a great at building things. So I'll tell him what we need made and he will come together to build all of that. So it really is, our team is this one shop stop to make everything happen that needs to happen for a performance.
For the listeners, tell listeners what to expect at this upcoming show of Smoke and Mirrors. You already had a show here in Boulder. You're going to be performing as well in Denver. What can the audience expect?
So Smoke and Mirrors is a contemporary circus show, but what we focused on for this particular show is the theme of smoke and mirrors. And we thought that would be really interesting in how we can visually show that. So if we think about smoke and mirrors in the way of maybe politics and how that's approached, that would be this kind of like distracting you from what you're actually seeing, like the look over here, but this is what's actually happening type of feel. But if we take it to mirrors only, we have like duality. We have being together, mirroring each other in a group, but that can lead to like groupthink versus individuality. We have the smoke side of things. So we have a lot of like moving, beautiful fabric, but at the same time, you know, smokiness can relate to like your shadow selves and like your monster under the bed. What is that shadow that's lurking under there that you maybe don't want to face? So we take this theme of smoke and mirrors and really break it down into a lot of different ideas that could be explored on stage and then bring that together through like a cute, simple story as we like explore our idea. So that is kind of where the idea of smoke and mirrors came across. And then we do all of that through the circus arts. So there'll be juggling, acrobatics, aerial, hooping, dance, staff, lots of fabric will be spinning through the air in a variety of ways.
You mentioned Apex, Denver. Tell people who may be unfamiliar with the work of Apex, what it is and this kind of new competitive sport that's come out of it?
Yes, actually, that's awesome. Thank you for asking. So Apex Denver is a parkour and tricking gym, but now also a circus facility. So it's parkour, circus, and tricking. And we actually currently have the world champions of World Chase Tag. So World Chase Tag is this game that's played on a quad. It's like chase. You have 20 seconds to evade, run away from the person who's chasing you. If you successfully get away, then you score a point. And if you get tagged, the person who tagged you now gets a chance to run away and the team will send out another person. And in fact, there's a competition coming up in October and we have the current world champions. We have the current third place team. And now they're starting a women's division and there's going to be two women's teams from our community going as well. And I'm actually the captain of one of those teams. So I'm really excited to get to be a part of that and lead the way for the women's division. To give opportunity for women.
Bethel Lindsley, is there anything else that you would like to add that may be of interest to the listeners?
I just want to say that we would love to see you at the show to come and experience Smoke and Mirrors with us this weekend. And if that doesn't work out this time, give us a follow. We're always putting out new shows. Several times we're putting out free content on our social media accounts, including YouTube. And then if you're interested in getting involved at the gym or learning circus yourself, we'd love to have you at Apex Denver for classes, whether that be for parkour, World Chase Tag, or anything else that we offer. So it's wonderful to talk to everybody, and we hope we get to see you soon.
Bethel Lindsley is the founder of Denver's Circus Foundry, which will perform its new show, Smoke and Mirrors, at Cleo Parker Robinson Dance Theater this Friday and Saturday. Thank you so much for coming on the program today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor.